Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov is hardly the only composer to have painted a musical portrait of an animal with wings. In fact, he's not even the only one who wrote a piece about a bee. That piece, called The Bee, is by Franz Schubert, but not the Franz Schubert. Believe it or not, there was a father and son pair of German composers with exactly the same name as the famous Austrian composer Franz Schubert. One of the German Franz Schuberts got very annoyed when people confused him with the Austrian Franz Schubert because he thought he wrote better music. There's a whole swarm of stinging insects in an overture by English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. Vaughan Williams wrote his overture for a play called The Wasps, but the play isn't really about insects. It's about lawyers. Composers may like to write pieces that imitate the sounds of insects' wings, but they love to use instruments to imitate bird calls. Here's a solo violin doing the of a hen and the of a rooster. That's from a whole sonata of different animal sounds by a German composer with one of my favorite musician names, Heinrich Ignaz Franz von Bieber. You want great violin music? Leave it to Bieber. Speaking of great names, how about Italian composer Marco Uccellini, which translates to Mark Little Birds? Cuckoos, not the ones that live in clocks, but real ones that live in trees, are easy targets for composers because they sing on pitch. Twentieth-century Italian composer Ottorino Respighi took a whole set of pieces by composers from the 17th and 18th centuries and put them together in a suite called The Birds. Here's a cuckoo composition for violin by German composer Johann Jakob Walter. There's also a cuckoo call in an organ concerto by George Frederick Handel. In fact, Handel put two birds in there, the cuckoo and the nightingale. You can hear them both. Flutes, of course, do great bird imitations. Just listen to this flute concerto by Antonio Vivaldi called The Goldfinch. You probably already know a famous flute bird, the one Sergei Prokofiev put into Peter and the Wolf. And of course, Peter and the Wolf also has a duck, played by the oboe. ¶¶ Now, back to what got me started on all these birds and bees, The Flight of the Bumblebee by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. In addition to writing music, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov taught it. Next week, famous composer teachers and their students. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.